Good morning and a blessed Holy Monday to you. Welcome to the Reformation Holy Week 2024 podcast of Grace Mosaic. A portion of today's gospel reading from the Daily Prayer Project comes from John 12, verses 1 through 8, with a reflection by lead pastor Russ Whitfield. Take some breaths and quiet your heart as you prepare to encounter God's holy word. Six days before the Passover, Jesus therefore came to Bethany, where Lazarus was, whom Jesus had raised from the dead. So they gave a dinner for him there. Martha served, and Lazarus was one of those reclining with him at table. Mary therefore took a pound of expensive ointment made from pure nard, and anointed the feet of Jesus and wiped his feet with her hair. The house was filled with the fragrance of the perfume. But Judas Iscariot, one of his disciples, he who was about to betray him, said, "Why was this ointment not sold for 300 denarii and given to the poor?" He said this not because he cared about the poor, but because he was a thief, and having charge of the money bag he used to help himself to what was put into it, Jesus said, "Leave her alone, so that she may keep it for the day of my burial. For the poor you will always have with you, but you do not always have me."
In one of the most profoundly beautiful quotes in all of historic Christian literature, Augustine of Hippo said, "Late have I loved you, beauty so old and so new. Late have I loved you. And see, you were within, and I was in the external world, and sought you there. And in my unlovely state, I plunged into those lovely created things which you made. You were with me, and I was not with you. The lovely things kept me far from you, though if they did not have their existence in you, they had no existence at all. You called and cried out loud and shattered my deafness. You were radiant and resplendent. You put to flight my blindness. You were fragrant, and I drew in my breath and now pant after you. I tasted you, and I feel but hunger and thirst for you. You touched me, and I am set on fire to attain the peace which is yours." The entire passage is stunning, but the line that always arrests me is this one: "You were with me, and I was not with you." In this confession of his former way of life, Augustine gives us an exposing and utterly withering thought: that we would drink our morning coffee, oblivious to the presence of the very fountain of delight, that we would sit at our tables, oblivious to the Lord of the feast who brought us to this table, that our days would be so filled with eating, managing, planning, and working, yet so empty of holy recognition and adoration of the Lord. Without a doubt, God is with you. This is a truth so astonishing, so magnificent, that it can scarcely be comprehended. But the more haunting question that Augustine's reflection raises is this: are you with him? In our Holy Monday scripture reading from chapter 12 of John's gospel, we are brought into an incredible scene. Jesus is dining with his friends, Mary, Martha, and their brother Lazarus, whom Jesus has just raised from the dead. Everyone is still in awe. Martha serves the meal. Mary brings out a bottle of expensive perfumed oil to lovingly anoint Jesus' feet and wipes them with her hair. Judas criticizes her, asking, "Why was this oil not sold and given to the poor?" But Jesus defends Mary. He sees her making the effort to sanctify the moment, to fall at his feet, and to love him. By defending her, Jesus tells us that this is never a waste of time. This Holy Week is an opportunity for you to sanctify the moment, to fall at his feet, and to love the Lord. Holy Week is the perfect time not only to remember that God is with us, but also to ensure that we are with him. In your waking hours, be present to the resurrection and the life. In your eating and drinking, be present to the bread from heaven, the living water. In the ordinary moments, in the house chores, in the evening silence before you fall asleep, lift your prayer to the Lord saying, Lord, you are with me. Help me to be with you this Holy Week. Let not the lovely things distract you from taking that dreadful journey with your Savior, because it's only on this journey that you will come to know the breadth and the length and the height and the depth of the love of Christ that surpasses knowledge. Amen.